Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 29. In this last chapter of 1 Chronicles, we have the record of David's gifts to the Lord and David's prayer to the Lord, and then the record of the death of David. Let's begin by reading verses 22 through 30, the final verses of the chapter and the final verses of the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, beginning now with verse 22. So they ate and drank before the Lord with great gladness on that day. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him, all the leaders and the mighty men, and also all the sons of King David submitted themselves to King Solomon. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. And the period that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. So he died in a good or ripe old age, full of days and riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of King David, first and last, indeed they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might and the events that happened to him, to Israel, and to all the kingdoms of the lands. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, with some background notes. In these final verses of the book of 1 Chronicles, we have the transition from David to Solomon as king over all Israel, and then the death of King David. David and Solomon co-reigned over Israel for a short time. Exactly how long, we are not sure, but this is why we read in verse 22 that they made Solomon the son of David king the second time. So now here at the end of 1 Chronicles, there is a joyful coronation of King Solomon, and we read in verse 23, then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Now let's not miss the spiritual picture and type of Christ that we have here in this two-stage reign of King Solomon. I'm reading Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne. Revelation 3:21. Right now, our Lord is reigning as king from his Father's throne. But when he returns to this earth, he will reign from his own throne that will literally be set up in Jerusalem for our Lord's earthly kingdom. And we will reign with him, and all will be subject to him and obey him, and he will be highly exalted. Now, do you see this spiritual picture here in Solomon's two-stage reign as king? Notice how the Davidic throne is referred to as the throne of the Lord in verse 23. Remember, we've said that most likely Ezra was the author of 1 Chronicles after the Jewish people returned from their Babylonian captivity. The mention of the Persian monetary unit of Derek in verse 7 is a good indication of this fact. But we see from verse 29 here that Ezra did have source documents to work with from the time of Samuel and Nathan and Gad, including the biblical documents from that time. So parts of these records are incorporated into the book of 1 Chronicles by Ezra or the chronicler under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Verse 28 says that David died in a good or ripe old age. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. So he was 70 years old when he died. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for this last chapter of 1 Chronicles. Doctrinal point number one, older believers should set the example by their giving. Older believers should set the example by their giving. Verses 1 through 9, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, beginning now with verse 1. Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now for the house of my God I have prepared with all my might gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble slabs in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?" Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, into the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. We see in these verses that David was a great example in his old age to the younger generation in the area of giving. We see in verse 2 that as king, he used all of his ability to provide for the house of the Lord. This would include money and materials from the spoils of war and from the national treasury as well, as we've seen. But in addition to all of this government funding, we see in verses 3 through 5 that David personally gave substantially out of his own finances. And as a result, he set a wonderful example for others. And so when the challenge of consecration went out in verse 5, the people gave generously to the work of the Lord. There's no way that they would have done this if David had just used words and had not personally set the example. And notice in verse 9 that the result for David and the people was joy. Joy is always the result when you give for the right reasons and with a whole and loyal heart, as verse 9 says. Because of David's zeal and commitment to the Lord and the Lord's work, he gave generously of his time and of his talents and of his money and set a great example for the younger generation. Older believers should set the example by their giving. Doctrine point number 2. Older believers should set the example by their praying. Older believers should set the example by their praying. Verses 10 through 21. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, Keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. And they made sacrifices to the Lord and offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the next day. 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. The prayer of David here in these verses is one of the great prayers of the Bible. Notice how God is acknowledged and praised for who he is in verses 10 through 13. And then look at the humble place David takes for himself and the people in verses 14 and 15. And then in verses 16 and 17, David acknowledges that all of their gifts to the Lord are in reality only giving back what the Lord has given to them. It reminds us of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, doesn't it? Where we read, what do you have that you did not receive? 1 Corinthians 4, 7. David concluded his prayer in verses 18 and 19 with a request that the Lord would preserve the people and Solomon with the right heart. And then all the people joined in this prayer of commitment in verse 20. And this was followed by a day of great sacrifices in verse 21. What an example David set for the people in this wonderful prayer. You know, as believers grow older, they have less energy and ability than they used to have for serving the Lord. But older believers can still pray. In fact, they can pray more and set the example for the younger generation by their praying, both by content and by showing the importance of prayer. Illustration. You know, our family was involved in a Christian boys' camp ministry for a number of years. When the younger boys would pray, their focus of attention was usually thanking the Lord for good weather and the fact that their canoe did not turn over, and then requesting the Lord for no rain and no bugs, etc., etc. Now, there was nothing wrong with these prayers, but I would tell the older guys and counselors to try and set the example in their prayers by also praising the Lord for his holiness and his grace in providing free salvation by dying on the cross for our sins. Well, as a result, some of the younger campers began to follow this good example. Older believers should set the example by their praying. Now, what about practical application? Remember, life is short. Remember, life is short. Look again at what David prayed in verse 15. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. That is, no hope outside of knowing the Lord. Remember, life is short. Our days on earth are as a shadow. Would you agree? Why then do we so often live as if getting ahead in this world is so important to us? More money, more power, more stuff. Listen, this world is passing away. 1 John 2:17. We only have one life to live for Christ. Remember, life is short.